times if I had you alone. This is scary. No, make a hypnotic.
First we will read the Ramban. Ramban is concerned, of course, with the juxtaposition of the first pasuk that we began with, namely the Isur of Einas HaGer. The Ger, Laisayna, the Laisul Chatenu, the Ger, the Isur of Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramban here, on page 1, comments. First he speaks about what exactly the law is. He tells you it's Amnas Mamo, more or less he quotes Rashi. And then he writes in the middle paragraph that begins on page 1, Ramacha Be'inai, Ramban says, Ki Yomar lo Sonne Ger, lo Sulchatenu. B'sach Shavu, you'll think Shein lo Matzal Yoko. He has no one to protect him. Ki Atoy Adapto She'isim Ger V'Yerach Mitzrayim. You know that you are Gerim in Egypt. V'ra'isi Esalachat Hashem Mitzrayim lo Chatsim Esrem. You saw the oppression that the Egyptians subjected you to. The Asisi Ba'em the Kama, and Hashem Yisbarach said, I responded to your lachat. I responded to your oppression. I came to your defense. Ki ani roe dimaso ashukim asheim le nachim umiyad oshkiyem kalah. Hashem Yisbarach says, I am the one who sees the cries of the ashukim, those that are oppressed. Ve'im le'em nachim umiyad oshkiyem kalah. Apostle Gaelus. Anyone who is easy prey, Hashem is brought will become their defense attorney, will protect them. Continues the Ramban. So too, that's the juxtaposition, the Ramban explains. Just as the Ger is easy prey, so too Almon Vayasam are also easy prey. And Hashem is brought indicates that he will protect them. Ki eshimata akoso. They themselves, their self-esteem clearly is almost non-existent. They have no self-esteem. They have no sense of identity. So who are they relying on? They're relying on Hashem Yisrael. He will be their protector. The Pasuk Acher, Ramban says, elsewhere, Hosiv Tav, the Torah actually explains in Perek Maskil Pasuk Tes, a little bit later, the Torah gives a further explanation. The Atem Yidatem Mevem Shagir, Ki Ger Ma'isa Be'arat Yitzvayim. Kolomar, Yidatem, you know Ki Kol Nefesh, Ki Kol Ger, Nafsho Shvala Allah. A Ger is someone who, generally speaking, he is a lonely person, someone who went and joined the ranks of Kol Yisrael, but clearly someone who has no protection, someone without any kind of social network, he made a very bold decision, a courageous decision, to join the ranks of Klal Yisrael, but that means he abandoned and essentially severed ties with his past, with his history, with his family, with his entire social coterie, and therefore, who he's looking for, he can only look to Hashem Yisbarach, the Yerachim Molav Kasher, Yitzhay Malechim, Moshe Kosov, not because we were in the tribe necessarily worthy of Hashem responding to us, but Hashem Yisbarach saw the tzaaka, saw the avoda, saw the unbelievable plight you were under. As a result, Hashem Yisbarach had avoda. But the Ramban here first establishes the connection between a ger and the pasuk that we are interested in, which is called Almana V'Yosef. Now the Ramban continues. The Tam Kol Almana, Ramban here points to a very fascinating discussion that Rishonim had with reference to this particular law. Is the law referring to only an Almana and only a Yosef? And what exactly the parameters? So the Ramban says, "V'tamto almana afila shira balas nechasi." Even a woman who's wealthy, even a woman who may be in possession of nechasi, of property, she may be somewhat of an aristocrat, and yet the din applies to her as well. And Chazal say, "Afil almanasa shel melech." Even an almana of a king, that this halacha is also applicable. Why? Rabban explained, he's in lust of the Tzira. Because she's prone to tears, because of the fact that she's alone, she's an Amada. The Nafsha Shvala, that's what Rabban explained earlier, she's a lonely soul. And the Torah apparently understood, the Torah was able to literally demonstrate the kind of sensitivity to her sensibilities. And Rishonim write in a similar kind of fashion. If you look at the Lashon and the Rambam, which you don't have in front of you, when the Rambam writes, and the Chinuch also writes like this, that when a person deals with the son of the Almanos, Kol Masu Matra Shalodim Yvoyen Yiyah Benachas, the Chesed, the Chemla, how do you deal with them? With kindness, with sensitivity. Lo Yidabra Alem El Arakos, you speak to them softly. V'lo Yina Gondom Alem El Kavod, how do you treat them? You treat them with honor, with their charis, with respect. And as I said, the Yishonim clearly understood that even someone who is well off, he needs to apply to them as well. If they are in the get of Almana, the Yisrael, I saw in the Chassidut, even asked, what about the din of a grusha, a woman who's divorced, would she also be included? According to the way the Rambam presents Shitam for the mitzvah, it's clear a grusha would also be included, unquestionably. Someone who essentially is by herself, someone who's a loner because of his situation, someone who has no one to protect them, so unquestionably, they also would be included. And therefore, Almana v'yasam, lav dafka. But the Chassidut has a suffix about a grusha, because the Torah already mentioned Almana v'yasam. It says, Almana v'yasam, like Sa'amim, does not mention a grusha. I saw that the Chafetz Chaim writes in his Tzicha, when he brings this lav, so Almana v'yasam, he talks about it with reference to Lashon Hara, that someone who speaks Lashon Hara to an Almana, to a Yasam, to the Chafetz Chaim says, he's also in violation of this law. Now he's in violation of speaking Lashon Hara, but he's also in violation of the law, because he can cause them tremendous embarrassment. Again, they are defenseless. They don't have the ability, the emotional ability to respond, and therefore, the Chafetz Chaim says you're in violation of this law as well. This reminds me of another Chafetz Chaim, who writes that when a person is in shul and you speak Lashon Hara, now you're in violation of Lashon Hara, you're also in violation of another pasuk, namely Midrash Tirah. Because the kind of behavior that one should have in shul should reflect the kedusha of the makom that you're in, and then you're speaking Lashon Hara, and that's in violation of Lashon Hara, but also a violation of Midrash Tirah. And similarly, the Chafetz Chaim writes here, speaking Lashon Hara in the presence of an Almana v'yasam is a violation of Almana v'yasam, lo sa'ana. Of course, Rashi, that we just mentioned, who has in the Chol Adam, anyone who's an umlo, anyone who is bitzar, anyone who is lonely, is in effect included in this particular Isra. And Chazal have a comment before I read the rest of the Ramban. Chazal have a comment which is quoted by the Rishonim. Chazal say, then, Kohen Bilahavi, who does the son complain to? His father. Isha, the Bible, a woman complains to her husband. He's a connector. Almana v'yasam, there's no one complains to. So who do they complain to? Says the Medrash, they like. They complain to the Rosh Hashanah, and the Prophet says, Vishamati, Hashem will hear their plea, Hashem will hear their plight, will hear their cry, and will hearken to their misfortune. So here, that's the Lashon of the Pasuk. Kintzov Kitak Eilai, Shema Eshma, Tzak Pasuk. And the way the Torah describes the punishment, which of course is rather severe, the Chara Ati, Varaki Yisrael Nechamev, Vayim Shechem Amanos, Uvinechem Yisomu. Let's read the Ramban now a bit further. Ramban now goes on to say, Ramban Chabal Marini, the Oman Imami Ta'ani Yosom called Yochim Mehem. Ramban is apparently worried about the problem that we read. We begin with the Kalma, we ask the way Sa'adun, Lashon Rabbi, and then we switch to Lashon Yachid. So the Rabban says, what does it mean, Amani to Ani also? Kol Yachid Mehen. Each one individually. And even though the Torah began Kalma, we ask the way Sa'adun, Lashon Rabbi, but then we go on to individualize, or to accentuate the Yachid. Each Yachid that I am Anen, so obviously I'm a violation of Islam. Al Kain Sivahara, Vayim the Sheikhen, Almanos. Your wife, Lashon Rabbi, will become Almanos. V'ayne sha'almana b'tzakasa. Uvnecha nisomim b'tzakasa yasa. Because the Almana and the Yasa will cry out, and the resulting onesh will be down to your wives, the Sheikhen, b'nechen, your children will become nisomim. And that's how the Ramban deals with this issue. There is a very famous comment of Ibn Ezra, an unbelievable comment of Ibn Ezra, which is absolutely astounding. He's bothered by the same question, and Ibn Ezra answers it in a radically different kind of fashion. I would even say, a chidush otzur, as Ibn Ezra writes. Ibn Ezra says like this. He writes Lashon Rabbi, plural Lashon. Ki mishpat haroi mesainui vehechavishu ki mishpat ha'ma'ana. What does Ibn Ezra say? Not only is the individual who is ma'ana, yasam ma'ana, going to be punished, but if someone observes the inui of yasam ma'ana and does not intervene, someone sees what's happening and simply is passive, does not make any effort to essentially interfere, says the Ibn Ezra, the punishment which is given out to the Ma'ana will be given out to him as well. Al-Kain says the Ibn Ezra, the Torah says, Imane Ta'ane, that's the person who does the act of evil. Imane Ta'ane, the Yochi who's Ma'ana Bekora. So he's talking about Shema Eshma Tzakoso the Chora Api V'harak the Eschem Bechore Eschem refers to whom? Both the Ma'ane as well as those who are Ma'ash. Chidush Otzur. You hear what he said? Not only is the Ma'ane going to be punished, but even those who were, shall we say, observers are also going to be punished with what punishment? Ostensibly going to be whatever. The identical punishment given out to the Ma'ana, which the Torah is quite severe, namely, Baharak Yeshem Bechore, Bahari Mishenam Almanos, Ubenet Abisot. Now, in general, what's the halacha of a person who's in a position to be Baifet and is not Baifet? So the Gemara says, Nitmas Baisa Elba, someone is in a position to be Mochet, to protest, to lodge a protest against an injustice, an avos taking place, and does not do so. So in question, the person is going to be punished. But will that person receive the same punishment as the individual who's guilty of the crime? Certainly not. The Shumpan development. How could you possibly tar him with the identical punishment of the individual who committed the crime with the male factor? And yet here the Ibn Ezra says, that look is different. Here the Torah says, and that's what the Ibn Ezra explains, the shift, called Mother Biyasan Baisan. Imani Tani also, so Kitakai, Shema Ishmatak also, the Chara Akibar, is from the Chara, applies even to those who are observers, bystanders, who are witnessing what happened, and don't respond. In the Stam Yipshah, I even saw the Torah Tzimimo, that he adds actually, that the Lashon Rabbi in the Losa Anun, whom is that addressed to? Torah Tzimimo assumes this is addressed to Benzin. That Bezin is obligated Lashkiach ala amonos la yisomim. Chazal say, vending avim she yisomim. Who are the individuals who are responsible for overseeing the plight of yisomim, of almanos, vending? And therefore, that's what the Torah is, in effect, hinting to. Kol almona v'yasom lo sa'anu. This is also an obligation involving one vending into being. Back to the Ramban. The Ramban now says, continuing here, v'yaom v'shachere, lo mono v'sor avoseinu, v'chol kati v'isim v'shamayim, v'braisa, v'v'eilu heim, sh'v'v'isa sh'tir v'sarevim. This is a famous braisa, Masechet Sanhedrin. The Ramban here refers to that braisa, not the Gimel. But there, the braisa actually has a long list of different situations where a person is chayim v'isim v'shamayim. So the Ramban is troubled. This also seems to be a v'isim v'shamayim. What is the Torah talking about? The chara api, v'arakti esmen v'chare. Obviously, Hashem is not going to take a sword out of his scabbard and, shall we say, stab the individual. What is the Torah talking about? And this is the shamayim. So why is it not included among the list that's mentioned in the Raisa? The Raisa that talks about, for example, someone who works in the Midrash, or the Shikar, all kinds of different averas that the Raisa mentions in the Gimel. So why is it not included in that Raisa? Says the Ramban, the Atam, She'ein ze nisa ke nisa tzadei adam bidei shamayim. This is not to be compared to the punishment that I mentioned in that Raisa over there, because there we're talking about individuals who are going to die a death, but a death which is considered to be, if you will, of a more natural nature. And the Ramban goes to Pasuk, who makes the vow ki yechalelu. However, the Ramban says here, what are we talking about? Avol onash b'kan she'yaro b'son b'cher b'oyei. How does the Torah intend to go ahead and kill them? Or how is Hashem going to kill them? The Pasuk says, v'chor api v'arak yisrem v'chor. Doesn't mean Hashem is brought himself, but they said, we'll take the sword out of his scabbard. But rather, they will be killed in war. Over the chava yere v'nisra v'loy hezor. Suddenly, God forbid, in some sort of a war, they will lose their lives. V'ayim v'shem ha'mon ha'sloilom u'neyem yisoymen v'loy hezor. So the Rabban indicates that the reason why it's not mentioned in the Vayis of Sanhedrin is because they were talking about what one could describe as a nisa mashuna, a very unusual, extraordinary kind of punishment. And that's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, in the Vayis of Adar, in Masechet Sanhedrin. But the Shad of Ibn Ezra, to me, is incredibly striking. Ibn Ezra says over here that not only is the individual who's ma'ane responsible, but even someone who is an onlooker is also going to be responsible. I heard once from Rav Soloveitchik, a friend of Rafa, another explanation, which is also very mechudosh, and this is based on the rights of Masechet Matos. The rights of rights over there is talking about two of the Asar Arugi Malkos. Rabbi Shmuel Ben Gadol, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Nasi Yisrael. It mentions over there that they were taken out to be killed. So the Raisa says that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel died. He was crying. He couldn't understand why exactly is he deserving of being killed. Rabbi Shmuel said to him, why are you crying? Are you afraid of death? Are you afraid of dying? He said, no, I'm not afraid of dying. But I just don't understand why am I being subjected to the same punishment that's given to Rotsin, to Oveaveros, people who are murderers and the like, that they also die beside it, they also die with the sword. Why should I be deserving of such a punishment? So the rights of Masechet Matos writes that this is the reason why he was crying. Rabbi Shmuel responded to him with the following response. So this is how Rav Soloveitchik interpreted the response of the Brisa Masechet Matos. Rabbi Shmuel said to him, do you remember that once a woman who was an almana came to ask you a question, a shayla halacha, and your shamish, your gabbai, told her to wait till you take care of whatever needs you have to take care of, and then you'll go and attend to the question. So Shmuel Eliel said, yes, I remember such an incident. Now the Shmuel said, because of that, Magia l'chaomesh amariga l'chaim. You're deserving of being killed with this sword. But what's the shot? How could you possibly impute to Rabbi Shmuel hariga l'chaim because he made a woman wait a little bit? So Rabbi Shmuel suggested the following explanation. It's not implicit in the Bais Masechet Machos, but of course, he read between the lines. Obviously, the way to be over the Isra of Ina Yasa Ma'bana is by being Ma'aneha, or Ma'anehim, which means we said any kind of Inui, you have a tzar then, I'll be in the Rambam in a few moments, but any kind of tzar that you anguish them in one form or another, you're violating Ina Yasa Ma'bana, unquestionably. You embarrass them, you verbally castigate them, use language which is inappropriate, you're not sensitive to their sensibilities, then unquestionably there's a nice side there. But here, said Rav Soloveitchik, to Gedolei Yisrael, perhaps that Rabbi Shmuel being punished, not Chas V'Sholom for being Ma'ana Yasa Ma'amana, but perhaps even the reaction of the Yasa Ma'amana might also be taken into account. Maybe this Almana thought, the reason why he has to take care of his need, because who am I? I'm but an Almana. I'm but a woman who is clearly helpless, hapless. I'm not someone who's a VIP, a very important person. I'm not someone that he has to attend to immediately. He can go ahead and do that which he has to do, attend to his needs, because I'm an Almana Pshuta, and that's why he's not in a rush to respond to me. So that Rabbi Soloveitchik said, for an Avon Golo, perhaps it's also included in the Issur of Ina Yasa Ma'amana. Wow. And for that, he's also liable for sight. Unbelievable. And this is what Rabbi Soloveitchik wanted to use to explain the double lashon. I asked you earlier, what's the double lashon? Imani ta'aneh oso. He insults Yitzhakimai, Shema Eshma Tzakoso. Why the double language? The answer is, one act of Inui for the Maitzaber, whatever the Maitzaber is, however you decide to be Ma'ana, the person that you're not allowed to be Ma'ana, that's one language of Ane. What about the second time? The second time is, even if you didn't do anything that is Asa per se, but perhaps even the reaction on the part of the Almada Yasso, the thinking that the reason why you treated them perhaps in a way that you would not treat anyone else or a VIP, even that already is also included in the Isur of Ina Yasa Ma'amana. Chiddush Gadol. But also this is suggested to explain the double language. We'll get to the double language in a moment in the Ramban, but that's how the Rav, the Ben Bracha, understood the double language of Ane ta'ane, so Yitzhak, Shema Eshma, Tzakasa. Everything here, as you can see, is double. I heard in the name of Abraham Mendel, the Kutz Rebbe, and he was also troubled by the double language that the Torah uses over here. Ane ta'ane, so Yitzhak, Shema Eshma. And he suggested the following answer. The moment your mind and Yasin Ma'amana, automatically, what does it conjure up in their minds or in their hearts? Right away, the moment they're subject to Inui, they remind themselves that they are Yisomim, that they are Ma'amana. The heart of the Yasin begins to cry, and he says, had my father been alive, they would dare start up with me. The Almana cried and said, had my husband been alive, certainly he would have defended me. So the act of inui itself is also, but the act of inui itself engenders a reaction, a response on the part of the Almana. It reminds it even further of their situation, of their, as I said, hopeless and hapless situation. And that's what the Torah says, when you are the Ami Yasin Almana, there is a double inui that's taking place. Ami ta'anem, and therefore the tzaka is also a double tzaka. So Yitzhak, and that's why Shema Eshma Tzakos. That's what the custom suggested. And the truth is, there's no question that's true. Psychologically, a person who's in a state where they are weak and defenseless and an easy prey, as I said before, no doubt that the moment someone sends verbal barbs to them and taunts them or scolds them in a fashion which is hurtful, no question about it, right away their tears and their hurt have this double aspect to it, because it's very much related to their state of mind at the same time. So we have, I would say, several explanations to understand the language of Ane to Ane, so Yitzhak Shema Eshma, Ane explanation of Salvezik, Rebbe Rava, understood from the Bryce and Masachas Bachas, or the explanation of Nachum Mendel Mikotz, also very original explanation, but I don't think it's a Chassidus Shavuot. I think it's the only Pshuto Shavikra. It's literally the Pshuto Shavikra, and really tells you a lot about the language. And now, with that, we can go even a bit further and look at the next Ramban. In Pasuk Abed, Ramban comments on the language of Imani Tani also. He quotes Rashi, disagrees with Rashi, and then suggests in the lower right hand corner, in the middle, it says Chabay, the last three lines above Adach of A9. In Tzok Yitzhak Elai Shema Shema Tzakos Vakefel Linchot Fa'inan B'chizuka. In order to strengthen, as often you find the Torah actually repeats words, in order to strengthen the Inyan. Kiderach Hamidli Ein Tavari Halakach Hanoshi Dibre Hashem. But then Rabban explains the problem. Adach of A9. Yomar Ani Tani also, Rak, the Rabban says, in Tzok Yitzhak Elai Bilvad. The moment the person cries out to Hashem, Hashem is brought to his body. Miyad Hashem Atzakosa. And now a little tzorek of Darach HaKlal. He doesn't need anything else. Ki Ani Yoshien Lo V'yen Kamosa Mimcha. Right away Hashem, his brother will save him and take revenge from you. V'atam, Yad Tavod Mitzoso, Meshayim HaMoshiyah V'yakom. What are you doing? You are, in fact, pressing on him because he has no one to help him. He's defenseless. Vinei who nezah yesin kolonim. The shara of the other people, the shara of Moshe and Yitzchak and Moshe, they'll find people to help him. They'll call Hatzolah. And Hatzolah will come and save them. Shioshio. Vachmei Ozen, then come with Moshe, they'll get other people to avenge that which was done. Vulai lelilo, vatele atilo. However, this person, bezeh, Bitzakosa Lubad no Shabashem. He doesn't have to call Hatzolah, doesn't have to call 911. He simply Tzaka. 911 is in the United States. They have a canon open?
They do.
Vizem Bitzakosa Lubad no Shabashem. Just simply crying out to Hashem is Barak. Viyinko Mimcha. He no give Hashem Baal Chemo. Because Hashem is Barak is someone who avenges, says the Ramban. Viyavu Kinyan Hashem is Subi Rabin. You go, Hashem, I'll seek Zod Dal, Di Dalu, I'll to Daki Ami Vashak, Yashem Yer Vivo, Yer Mal Seek Zod Dal, Babushu Dal, Ben Lozen, Lost Father of the Dal, We have no one to help him. The other not the only Hashem Shabbat. He Hashem Yerim Bavur and Hashem itself will intervene. The Chaim Amar is day son of Matamon Ki Gaon Chazak Hashem Kvam Shemo Sheshem Goyal Chazak Kukar Vesem Kom Adam Man. Hashem is Barak who is their attorney as it were. Av Kan Omar Gibetzak Hossam Olad Yivasha. He just has to cry out to Hashem is Barak and right away Hashem is Barak will listen to his cry. Now the Ramban really he's saying Pshat the Pasuk. Im Ani Ta'ani also Ki Im. By the way, the Lashon of Ki Im. What does it mean? Rak Im. The way Hashem Shafar Hirsch explains the language of Ki Im. He says Rak Im. That's all they have to do. Is cry out. The moment they cry out, Hashem is Barak. Hashem is Barak responds. I'll read you the Lashon of Hashem Shafar Hirsch. Oy lo le medina shebasleidin almanas v'yisomim. Woe is to the country that almanas v'yisomim are suffering. Afil nitziga av amishmiim shel atzibur ein alamim limina. Even those that are in positions of power and they should of course defend them, do not. Yasom lo yishpel to v'yir almanu yavu aleyem. They reject and neglect and abandon yisomim of almanos. Oy valvoy, says Hashem Shofar Hirsch. Woe is to them. In Lolisha Ma'am Tiyim Litzok Eilai. What is left? Only one recourse. Namely, crying out to Hashem, screaming to Hashem, Chayichem! I swear, Shal Yesh Matzak Hossam, Vabi Pura Nesal HaChedra. And Hashem Shofar Hirsch says, that's what the Prophet says, Hashem Yisbarah will respond immediately, and will punish society. Shalom Nosal HaChavoshim Shofar, these weak people, these defenseless individuals only have one recourse, namely, Litzos of Hashem. The cry of Hashem is loud. That's what Ramban here is saying, Shad the Tosin. In Ani Tani also, Kiyim! They have no recourse, he said. So, Gitzak Eli, they cry out to Hashem, Shema Eshma Tzakos. Ramban brings a number of other interesting writings to this is so, but obviously, in effect, what the Torah is saying, I'll just finish this point, is that because they're going to cry out to Hashem, then the Pasuk says, Hashem will respond immediately. Shema Yishma Tzakoso, Echorati, Varaki Yisrael Echorati. And then it says, Vahim Mishrechem Almanos, Umechem Sada. Where the Rashbam explains, Midah Yerimina. Literally, because you now treated others, Rahman al-Islam, the Onish will come, and you will also be maltreated, God forbid your wives will become, Almanos, your children will become your sonim. And the Sfarno explains here, V'hoya ha'inesh mida k'nigin mida, this is quid pro quo, tit for tat, shemi shemina almano v'yasin b'tzono, a person who volitionally and willingly has to show the v'ana almano v'yasin, yisaved al karcho in v'yishno v'ana, he's going to cause, God forbid, in this mida k'nigin mida way, quid pro quo, the inoy of his own children, of his own wife. Yeah. So the Ramban actually, first he suggests the double lashon is just to strengthen what he calls the Nuchotza Inyon, the Chizuka. The Ramban says we have actually in Chumash sometimes such expressions that are double to accentuate the enormity of that which is happening. But then the Ramban, the second shot which I happen to like very much, he suggests Imami Tani also means that somehow you are engaged in Inui, which of course is of a very impressive nature, then the response is, that's all he has to do. So he's like, he doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to have recourse to, as I said, to 911, God Sala, to call for attorneys to assist him and hire who knows what. No, right away he just cries out, and Hashem is brought his bonds, Biyad, Bitzak of Homer, Hashem is brought his bonds. So the Ramban interprets the psukim. That's a very also novel interpretation, but it's not from the pasuk. He in, that's the stress. He in. So Yitzhak Eilai Shema Yishma Tzakoso, right away, Hashem is brought will respond to him. I saw, for example, like Zirak said before, in the Abena Bechai. So he is a bit lengthier in his parish over here. And the Abed Machayeh said the following, I'll just read you part of his language. The Tachy of the Parish Pazet, Yidarek B'nei HaOlam, Shem Alu B'zei Zedavar, Sheyiyu, again, the devil of Rabbi Chai often amplifies and often elaborates on the Rabbah. That's what he does over here as well. Because most people, once they're in this kind of a situation where they're subjected to this type of vitriol on the part of others, they're going to look for people who will assist them, who will help them. They'll right away turn to Hashem Yisbarach because He is the source of their reliance, and there is no other source. And the Ramban did not say what Rabbi Bechai writes further. What do people do? People tend to take advantage of weaknesses. Of individuals who are easily manipulated and easily maneuvered because they're weak, they're defenseless. They're defenseless not only physically, but defenseless also psychologically. They're psychologically weak, and they just have no guard. They have no back. They have essentially the skin of a jellyfish, if you will, and are easily preyed on. And so Rabbi Bechai says, since people are constantly being mounted, then lekach kofa lo imu. Here's how he explains the double lashon. Another explanation. Imami ta'ane, because they're easy prey. So I continue doing it. Some people get a kick out of this. Enjoy praying on others who can't respond to them. Because they're on top of the world. And that's what they do. Voyaroi shoma imami ta'ane osom. He should have said, osom, vashabad, because we mentioned before. Liyasam ala lama shahiski, liyama osom, lahaziya shalalaras nechabdeyam pa'am achapam. Why the double ocean and why the singular? Because we're talking about focusing on one weak, unfortunate individual, hopefully it's hapless, as I said before, and again and again and again, I am a recidivist, commit the crime many, many times, but there's one individual taking advantage, manipulating, exploiting, shinyasa game. If I do so, can you so keep something like? Just that one individual has to cry out to Hashem is brach, shamar, shvat, ta'akonso, shikolecha v'yachon. לכן כל צוק וצוק שפולך על ידך. ויחד, יעוקד, הוא צוק הצוק הזה פה לעסוק על השמיות, בי תן שמיע כל צוק על הצוק. And every צוק that the individual cries out to Hashem, Hashem Yisrach will respond to their צוק. And as a result, we mentioned, this is the Nida Kenegad Nida that Hashem Yisrach will lead out to the individual. So here we have a very, I would say, powerful series of psukim that essentially speak to how sensitive we have to be to individuals whose defenses are down, don't have the ability, neither psychologically nor physically, to respond. I just wanted to share with you one other thing that I think you also Zirach, is that Ramban in Sefer Bereishis maybe we should read one more Ramban here before we go to the Bereishis. On the bottom of page 2, Pasuk Vav, the Torah speaks about where a person, a malveh, borrows, a malveh lends money to a loveh, loveh borrows money, and the Torah speaks about lo siya lo kinoshe, lo sasimun lo neshe, until you take it to John as a mashkin and a collateral, you have to return it to him at night time. The bottom of the page, on page 2. V'shamati kichad anoni, yichayinu mekabot kinas kol odom, abu b'shem lehogun, and Hashem listens to the cries of every human being, even though the person may not be worthy. V'ayinyan shalot tachshav v'echbo samas atadik, abu Samas Olam Sheino Tzadik Eka. Ula Shivenu. I might think, okay, the pajamas of the Tzadik I won't take. But the pajamas of the person who's not a Tzadik, I can take. And I won't return it. Ki Tzakoso Lo Yishmakel. Hashem will listen to his cries. He's not a Tzadik. And Ramban says, there, Lepika Koma Ki Chanunani V'shomea Tzakas Kol Mishanani. Anyone who cries out to me, Hashem is Barak, listens to their cries. And that's why I refer you to Ramban, Bereishis, also famous Ramban. Ramban writes in Pashas Mikates, remember the psukim over there, Perek Mem Gimel, Pasuk Chaf. The Torah says about the Mikay, the Sukkah we're familiar with, they are reviewing the brothers of Yosef, and they're brought back to his house. So it says that they speak to the person, Asher Abbas Yosef, by Dabu Lotef Chabayim. By Yom Rabbi Adoni, they said, Yoro Yoradu Batilo Lishbroch, and they review the entire story. So the language of Bi Adoni. So what does Rashi say? A famous Rashi. Rashi comments, Bi Adoni. Rashi says, Bayi B'tachnumin. The Lashon HaRabi, Baya Baya. What does the language of Bi? Rashi, what does Bi refer to? Tachnumin. The Ramban quotes this. The Ramban indicates that the Lashon of the Pasuk really refers to a lashon of tzaka and tarumis. Means something here is fishy in the state of deadlock. They're not being treated properly, and therefore they are screaming. And now the Rabban says the following: "Me you on page 3 over here. Bi Adoni. First he quotes Rashi. We read the whole thing, and then he quotes the Bereshis Rabba. See what's in Bereshis Rabba in the third paragraph. When the Bereshis Rabba say the Bereshis Ma'u solo." Rabban says the lashon of baya is lashon of tarumis. A person is complaining, and Hashem is Baruch listens to their complaint, and he tells you very fascinating. Rabban, agrikos b'medina b'mune al baya shalom, agardos b'medina b'mune al baya shalom. Kach mi memune al baya shalom. Who is, shall we say, responsible for listening to complaints? Who's in charge of the complaint department? The answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Talom Hashem B'chol Mokom Yesh Ish Memune Al Atzaka Al Ha'Ivus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Memune Al Atzaka Sa'ashukim Ba'ilom Atzakim Bai. Those who scream, those who cry out. So who's in charge of the complaint department? The Baruch Shalom himself. The Talom Hashem. Unbelievable. If we have different departments. Someone in charge of Hashem Zaveda. Another department, someone in charge of credit cards, another department in the banking firms. But when it comes to the complaint, who's responsible? Who he is? The Dina Sarashukin Ba'ilam, the Rebbe Shalom, the Rebbe Shalom. Unbelievable. And this is an incredible life that one has to be very, very careful about, called Mother Yasrael Ba'isan. Reading, if I may, again, the Rosh Hashanah Rambam in Hilton Day is fair, God offer you. Rambam says, "Chayav Rambam Lizor of Yisrael of Almanos, Neshen Nafshom Shvada Lulaeg Lucha Lucha, Abba Mishem Bali Mama Amin May Be Wealthy, the Afilu Almanos Shom Melech of Yisrael of the Alman of the King, and the Son of the King Musar Lan Alayim Shenena Alman of the Yassin Dosan. The Eich God giving them, how do you deal with them? Lo Yidaber Olim Ela Rako, speak softly to them. Lo Yinag Goyim Ela Minak Kavo, treat them with their parents." Don't impose upon them work that is absolutely beyond them. Believe up in Baram Kashin. Be up in Samamona, be up in the Noman Asma, and treat their money with greater derechet, and treat your money. Call out Mach Nita, or Mach Isam, if you anger them, or maltreat them verbally. O Hichim Libam, O Rodabahem, O even Mamona, I raise the hand of the assassin, the Kolshke, and Mach Yisam, and Kavalam, if you hit them, and curse them. Kabbalah is the Rambam, certainly you'll be over there unquestionably. Maybe I'll just end with a beautiful story that I saw, because I copied it there. In the Torah Tmima, one of the Svarim that I'm very fond of, because you need a lot of patience for this sefer, the wrote back into the Torah Tmima, the Torah Baruch, several thousand pages. Many years ago, when I had nothing better to do, I read two chunks of the Mekor Baruch. And one of the stories that he quotes is the following. The story of the father of the Nasir. A brother of the Nasir, by the way, was Yerach HaShulchan. Yerach HaShulchan married the sister of the Nasir. And the son of the Arashokh was known to Tar Tmima. Often they gave Tar Tmima, and by Mr. President, I don't know if they do it anymore, Marshall, they do. Nasir. The father of Nasir was the father-in-law of the Ahasuerus and the grandfather of the Torah Kingdom. But the Torah Kingdom called the following Meister. His son Yaakov Berlin was a great Talmud Chacham, also a great tzaddik. He was also a very successful businessman. And once he went to Iceland, it goes back many, many years, I once landed in Iceland. The plane needed to refuel, and we landed in Iceland, in all places. I don't even know where it is. Where is it? Anyway, he was very matzliach, and he decided to bring home a present for his wife. It was called Yomtiv. It was during Chodesh Elul, and he purchased a set of crystal service for 12, the canter and wine glasses, beautifully crafted. And since he was so matzliach, he brought it to Matana, and his wife decided, she was so lovely Simcha, she decided she was going to use it for Yomtiv, took his time. And Simchas Torah, he writes, the Torah Tmima, there was a practice that all the members of the Kehillah, the Parnas Yair, would come to the Sukkah, or would come to the house of Rav Yaakov Berlin, and he'd make a big Kiddush, and the Rav Yair was there, and the Rosh Yaakov, and he was a very chashuv person, the Rav Yaakov Berlin, and many, many Orchim would come, and that's when they would put out this service for 12, and the cake of the wine glasses, which were exquisite, the way he described the particular items. So he told the Rav Berlin, the domestic, the maid that worked in his home, that she should be extremely careful. She should bring it out for Kiddush, but because of its exquisite craftsmanship and its glass, she has to be extremely careful. Came Simchas Torah, everyone came, the entire city was there, and again, she was warned to be extremely careful. She was a woman who was an almana, this shivka, this mishareses. She saw the guests dressed in their finery, and the Rav Ha'ir, and all the others, and she became somehow very frightened. She lost her balance, and of course she dropped the decanter, the whole thing broke into smithereens, it fell on the floor, and the court brought the Torah Tmima right to the top. The Balabasta fainted on the spot. He said that Simchas Torah became a Tisha B'Av. All the guests slunk out of the house, and the old one was quiet and remained young today for the Rakhon Berlin. The one who had brought this unbelievable present from Iceland, and Anisu Chag, the Balabasta, said to her husband, she's taking the Mishareset to a Din Torah because of the Hezek and the Bizoyim and the Tsar that this woman caused her. It was a very embarrassing kind of event. It was humiliating. They were all mad. The entire Yomtiv was obviously in ruination. And she's going to a Bezdin. Rav Yaakov Berlin, at that point, went to the court room, put on his cloak, and also started to go. Rav Yaakov said, no, I don't need you. I know exactly what I have to do before the Bezdin. I know exactly how to present my case. I'll go myself. So he said to her, no, Rav, he said, you're making a mistake. I'm not going on your behalf. I'm going on behalf of the Nishareses. I'm going on behalf of the Shimcha. She won't know what to say because she's an almana. And there's halacha of tamina, the Gemara says. That Bezdin, as I mentioned before, Aviyim Shal Yisoyim, Aviyim Shal Almanos. And therefore someone has to come and advocate on her behalf. Of course, once the Rebbe saw that, that was the end of the Din Torah. She was not going to wage, shall we say, war with her husband. And so here we have, as I said, the father of the Tziv, Chenin Zrochel himself is a great tzaddik. Anyway, there's no question that this love for Amon of Yosef by Tzadim is one that we have to be incredibly careful about, and the sensitivity that we have to show with Kavod Abrius for all human beings. As Rashi says, "Du Adin Kol Adam," it doesn't only apply to our mother of Yassel, but applies to every individual. Every individual, the greater the venture the person is, the greater the sensitivity that one has to other human beings. I'm going to actually share with you just one more thing about Nei, and that is the famous Rambam. This Rambam to me is also a killing point. I've always marveled at this Rambam. The Rambam writes in one of his letters, he describes his day. And the Rambam points out that he was the doctor of the Sultan of the Caliph of Egypt. Every day he used to wake up very, very early, had to come to the palace of the Caliph, and had to be metapel with the Sultan, with his mishpacha, with his harem, with his pilakshim. The Rambam writes in this letter. And then, after Chatzos, he would come home, and the Rambam says that the distance between the Caliph, the palace of the Sultan, and his home was, he writes, about two Tchumei Shabbos, which was quite a distance. Vani Yorei, he dismounted from his vehicle, of course the vehicle being a donkey, and he finds the entire house is surrounded with people, Jews, Goyim, Oabim, Nichbadim, Chusim, I'm reading the language of the Rambam, all types of people, all shades, all types, because the Rambam, of course, is the doctor par excellence. And in Yorim Nabehema, he dismounts, and I wash my hands. Va'etzi aleim lepaisa. I go out to be lepais the crowd, to appease them. Ularatzosa. Ulachalois pineyem. Kedelim chalal kvega. I ask them, please, I beg your indulgence. Wait till I have a morsel of food. Achila sarai, I can put it in my mouth. Shehi ve'es la'es. The one time the Rambam apparently eats in 24 hours. And who's waiting there? Oh, I'll be misunderstood. Friends, confidants, and enemies as well. Because they need the medical treatment of the Rambam. They need his medical acuity. And the Rambam has to apologize for that. And then right after that, he has a morsel, he has to be metapo, he has to take care of them, and he writes prescriptions. Till the wee hours of the night, the Rambam says. And when nighttime comes, Merov Ayefus, he's so absolutely enervated beyond belief, drained of energy, the Rambam is writing prescriptions, lying down in his bed. Vani betachli sachulsha, lo'ukha l'davar. He can't even speak. He's so exhausted. He's so famished. I wrote down the language of the Rambam because I'm so misspoken. And all this goes on 6 days a week, with the exception of Shabbos. What happens on Shabbos? The Rosh Yaakov are waiting for me the entire week, means the Jewish community, are waiting for him the entire week to speak to him on Shabbos. And after davening, they come to the Rambam, they come to the Rambam. Anyone who has a particular issue speaks to him. He deals with the issues of the community. And that's what the Rambam says. And who is he writing to? This letter was written by the Rambam to Shmuel Ibn Tibbon. He's the one who translated the one of Bukhar. He apparently had some issues. He wanted to raise the Rambam, and he wanted to come and visit the Rambam. So the Rambam says, "Ain't man! There's no time for you to come and visit me, because I'm literally busy all day and all night." Mabil al-Alayim. Unbelievable. This is the Rambam describing his day. Of course, how would we react? You're killing yourself. Calm down. Take it easy. Chill out. Take a vacation. Go to... Where should you go? Eilat. Go to Florida. But it's unbelievable. This is an incredible chesed of the Rambam. Unbelievable. And I imagine he also did it with him. I can't imagine the Rambam was charging for all of his medical ministration. But again, all this shows you the unbelievable sensitivity of the Dalai Lama. And that's, I think, the significant lesson that one has to learn. And you know that the risk is your dua, that when it comes to Yisrael Ramon, Lo Yehudah Yisupa, the story that I told about the Mystics. They're incredible. They're fighting stiff. Chas v'sholom anavineve called one of the Yosem Lezah. I can tell you many stories about that, but the hour is late, so I'm not going to. And we'll just keep it at that. When you say you did test together, Tom? I am troubled by that as well. That means a Ma Kesher. Now that you notice the Yistuma is found right before that, and the Tzucha after, what's the connection between this Pasuk and that which follows? We understand the connection as I began the Shir, began Lo Sonne, Lo Sochav Zeno, began by Yisrael Mitzvah. That is relatively clear. But the question which Kasha is raising, which is an excellent question, and one that has to be asked, that Per Chavez Pasuk Yitetz begins Zoveach L'Elohim Yachron Bilti L'Hashem Levavah. So the Ramban, of course, is troubled by this Kasha. I don't know if you did actually Ramban, did you? Probably you did, but let's get to it. Ramban refers, Rashi understands, by the way, this refers to Ibn Azar, correct? Zoveach L'Elohim Yachron Bilti L'Hashem Levavah. The Ibn Ezra is also explained by the Ramban. The Ibn Ezra says, Rabbi Avraham Pirish Shalderach HaPshat Eneinu Medaber LeYisrael. It's not talking to Klal Yisrael. Shekvar Hizel Abba Lazar B'Dibra Hashenim. You already have Abba Lazar mentioned Aseret HaDibras, correct? Rak Ba'avur HaGer HaKosu Nakla. This relates to that which follows. Ki Al Tnai Zeh Yogu Ba'atzeinu. Ibn Ezra says, the ger can only live in Eretz Yisrael, b'tznai shel yizbach l'lehod kasher yoseh. He should worship his former gods. The Ramban, as you can see, is not too happy about this. The hevel yivseh pihu. It means that, it's like the writer says, I'm Avraham, I call Homer. That's what he said about this Ibn Ezra. Ki ba'aseh sa'nibus hizel al-azor v'lach, v'kam v'pari shalaynesh v'amishmat shenaseh v'lach. Kasher Asa Bolotir Sa Bolotina. Ramban says that Ibn Ezra's explanation is incorrect because the Torah already warned us in a sense of difference about Abu Dazara. But here, what is the Torah telling you? The punishment. The onesh. Zoveach L'Elohim Yochron, that a person who worships Abu Dazara will be punished. Just as it says, Bolotir Sa Bolotina, Ke'elem HaMishpatim She'asam B'tnehem, that's what it means. You first have spoken at the end of Ayikra, Kol Chayim Asher Yochron Ben Adam Vayipadim Osimos, Yom HaYochron Ki Bnei Asher Zavach Lacheren Yiachayim Asher Yochron Ki Inyan Vayisachayim Tavon Shak Takzenu Soi Tavon Tichermu V'Yitochein. Okay, the Ramban has a whole Arichus over here, but the question is still, what's the connection between this and that which follows? If this needs a Iyun, then we have to be mindful. We'll try to do so. By the way, in general, there are three parshas of Chumash that need tremendously. In terms of the smichus, and one is Mishpatim, two is Belshim, and three is Key Sefer. We have literally strings and strings of Lavan and Esen that seemingly are disparate without any connectedness one to the other. Kaskashon. They are integrally connected, and even this Pasha Mishpatim, which is now really the Zafyoni, we are ensconced in Balkama, not I am drowning in Balkama. But there are those who are ensconced in Balkama, and so many of these Pashas you have, Balkama, Mabasiya, Mabasa, Suvis, you have everything here. Lashon Mizikim, Matan, Mishpatim. Mishpatim, unquestionably, there is a very clear connection to Mishpatim. Here we have to examine the connection here and attempt to fathom and ferret out what exactly the connection is, but the point of the whole shiur is to focus on the sensitivity that one has to have for the human beings. We covered our briefs at the beginning of the show and demonstrate, and that really is a significant, mental, powerful lesson in the life.